According to a statement by Amnesty International, Israel's use of white phosphorus during 23-day war in Gaza was clear and undeniable. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says that the war has claimed more than 1,300 Palestinian lives, mostly civilians, including at least 460 children, while leaving as many as 5,000 others wounded. Hundreds of people lost their limbs due to the use of internationally banned weapons.
I was at my brother's house when suddenly a rocket crashed into the room. 10 of my relatives died on the spot, and when I woke up, I found out I will be disabled for life.
Israel, denying any report on unconventional weapons, claims that it waged the war in Gaza to stop rocket fire into Israel.
The number of disabled people in Gaza will be going through the roof. There will be, I think, thousands of amputations have already taken place in the various hospitals here in Gaza. The impact of these weapons is so severe that they literally burn and blast off people's limbs. People have no chance. They stand no chance. The flesh is very vulnerable to these kind of heavy weapons.
Doctors say that victims die from severe burns and injuries that were unlike any injuries they had previously seen. These evidences corroborate mounting evidence from other groups such as Human Rights Watch that the Israeli military fired phosphorus shells in direct violation of international humanitarian law.
It's very clear from the wounds and burns that Israel has used internationally banned weapons against the victims. The phosphorus agent is causing complications for the victims, and many of them are likely to die.
As time goes by, the tragic aspects of the Gaza offensive are unfolding one by one.
It is believed that more wounded Gazans are likely to die due to Israel's use of internationally banned weapons against this tiny coastal enclave. Hundreds of Palestinians have been injured as a result of being exposed to white phosphorus bombs used by Israeli army. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.